Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Tuesday morning.
It's Mardi Gras time.
Hooray! It's Mardi Gras.
Is it Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras. That means Lent starts.
What the hell is Lent?
People give up things for the 40 days of Lent.
Mardi Gras, eh?
Mardi's gonna be like Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, bitches.
Showtime!
Oh, yes, it is.
That's why we're playing the Zydeco music.
That's right. That's right.
It's Fact Tuesday, baby.
Yeah, big boned Tuesday.
Show number 1831, if you're keeping track with the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It's about 6:03, yes, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, the band sounds good, too, huh?
They sound awesome. Yeah. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Along the parade route.
Yes,
though.
Please do, people. Please do. Don't drink a lot of those slushy drinks I'll show your boobs. I don't care. What do I
care? Get the beads.
Get the beads. That's right. We have a couple of listeners that were on Facebook Live this morning who are from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big day for them today.
I never understood that whole exchange. You show me this and I'll give you some beads.
I know. So you get to see my boobs and I get plastic beads. You know what? Last time I did that, I got a diamond, okay? So don't know with the beads. Jeez.
I need a little bit more this time.
Yes, exactly.
Okay?
Oh,
just
man.
Be careful out there
morning. Yes, do. Do indeed.
Of course, Wham.
Mm-hmm.
We're still giving away the Wham. Walking around, buddy. A little less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. Your first chance to win. Put some money in your pocket. Qualify for that $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Details on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Plenty of sunshine today and tomorrow. Maybe a little breezy today. They say high both days in the low 60s. Only about 52 outside right now. We'll take that. Here you go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, I have a lot of details from Kobe Bryant's memorial. We'll talk a little bit about that.
All right. More on that and some other stories after the Human League and Don't You Want Me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you did miss it, didn't get to see much of it, Kobe Bryant's memorial was yesterday. They did a rose for every point that he scored in the NBA. That is 33,643 roses that they placed, around the center stage. If you're wondering, you know, what the significance was, that was it. Attendees, they got a shirt with Kobe and Gianna on it. They got a ticket. They got a program. They charged like $24 up to about $240, depending on where you sat. All of that goes to his Mamba and Mambacita foundations. So they did raise a lot of money, and that is going to help the other families who lost their family members.
Tickets were hard to come by.
They sure were.
That was like one of the hardest tickets to get.
Yeah.
And sad to say, people were scalping them.
Right. I know.
And getting thousands of dollars for a memorial.
Damn Lakers.
Lakers.
Jimmy Kimmel hosted it. And he said something, and this is very cool. He said, I've been trying to come up with something positive to take away from this, but there really isn't much. Best thing I was able to come up with is this, gratitude. He said, it seems to me we can all just be grateful for the time that we have and for the time that we have left with each other.
Yeah.
And that's all. Michael Jordan started crying when spoke. And he reminded people, including himself, of that crying Michael meme that's out there. And he said, well, now he's got me. I got to look at this one now for the next God only knows how long. I posted all sorts of stuff on our website. It's also on our Facebook page. If you want to go through it, you can actually watch the whole video from beginning to end as well. So do check it out. Great performances by Beyonce, Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera. It was really quite the show and well-deserved. One other thing I want to mention, and she passed away yesterday, former NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson. We've talked about her a lot off the air on this show.
Yes.
101 years old now. You may know who she is from the movie Hidden Figures. She was played by Taraji P. Henson, and she's the one that she had to go back and forth to use the ladies' room because there were colored bathrooms back then. And pretty amazing woman. If you want to hear and just read up on some... This woman, she was remarkable. Just remarkable.
We were talking off the air the other day about I can't even imagine being a grandson of that woman.
Yes.
And telling your friends, yeah, my grandma, my Nana, is the one that made sure that John Glenn went around the earth.
Right, exactly.
And she worked for NASA. And you know, her, my friends going, really?
Yeah.
That lady. That old lady. Your Nana.
Yeah, that's your Nana.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're making a movie about her.
Yeah. Nana Calf. Yes. Okay, whatever.
Okay, let's go play baseball.
Yeah, grandma. Yeah.
An amazing woman.
Nana who made us cookies? Okay, whatever. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, don't miss Kansas Live over at the Smith Center on March 21st.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you had mentioned the memorial for Kobe Bryant.
Right.
In entertainment news.
Yes.
And it was. It was done. A lot of people are saying it was done perfectly. Between the eulogies from former...
Here, let me stop this. I'm going to bring up something a little better
you're talking about.
No, I don't, Mike. I don't. I don't want that
Tuesday
playing
music.
Underneath. There we go.
I
Let's
mean, between what some of his former teammates and other players had to say about him, and then the music entertainment, Beyonce, and you know, they said it was all just great.
You know, can I just say one thing about, you know, Beyonce, whether you love her or hate her? Man, she's got a good voice, that girl.
Yeah.
Sheesh. She can sing.
So here's the bit where Michael Jordan had talked about the meme.
Yes.
Which got quite the reaction.
We talked about everything. And he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the next. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, guess what?
That was great.
He got you in the end.
Oh, man.
And then when Shaq got up, he is such a huge man.
Yeah, he is.
He towered even over, what are they called, those little window things on each side of the podium where you could see your speech?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean the teleprompter?
The teleprompter?
Yes.
He was even standing above those.
Right.
I don't think he was using them, but the one moment that got quite the reaction from the crowd.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob. I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing.
I love that they were so real at this thing, and it wasn't, you know, I mean, there was a lot of emotion, obviously, from his wife and all of that, but these big guys who were up there, you know, Kobe meant a lot to them, and they all played together at one time. Yeah. A lot of them, you know, on the tail end, some of the newer players even played with him a few years back, so.
It was quite the event.
It was good.
And again, if you missed it and you want to see it, Carla already posted the entire memorial.
Yeah, you can go to that, watch the whole thing.
On our Facebook page or our website at 96.3kklz.com. Morty, I do this for you. It's National Pancake Day. Besides Fat Tuesday.
Yes, well, food, honey.
It's National Pancake Day at IHOP. They say you can get a free short stack. And all you have to do in return is donate whatever you can, spare change, whatever the case may be, to charity.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And they also have a contest where you can enter for a chance of free pancakes for your entire life.
Nice.
So.
Oh, is there anything better than a pancake?
No, there isn't.
Oh, man.
Well, there is. But
well, yeah, but.
At 1 in the morning.
But like, yeah.
Just and, short
and,
of that.
And yeah. Pizza and all, there's all that. But like pancake, they just make you happy. Pancakes are just happy. Mm-hmm. They're just happiness. They really are.
After every Golden Knights game, we immediately leave the parking garage and go straight to Denny's and get all-you-can-eat pancakes for $4.
Wow.
Every single game.
There you go.
Well, if you go to IHOP, now you can get them for life.
I know. That's cool.
Well, I guess you should check your local IHOP location for details.
Alyssa, everybody, where are pancakes? Where are our pancakes today?
Normally they stop by with National Donut Day and everything else.
And they've got the variety of syrups, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they do.
That's
that blueberry syrup. Mm-hmm. Oh,
see, I don't put the syrup on the
pancakes.
What? I know.
Then what's the point of a pancake?
I smother it with butter.
Well, there you go. Okay. That's my thing. So you have squishy toast?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Spongy toast, right?
So if you're a pancake lover like clearly Morty is, take advantage of that. Weather-wise, plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow. Maybe a little breezy today. High today and tomorrow in the low 60s. Only about 52 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So the National Weather Service spent the last 2 days just freaking everyone out about this Class 3 kill storm that was coming on, with estimates up to 15 inches of snow expected. And then this morning, they pretty much said, okay, never mind. It shifted. We're good. We might get an inch or so out that way. But yeah, so everybody can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. It's a good thing.
And you still have to go to school.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. But you probably went and bought a bunch of water and surgical masks and everything. Oh, boy. Now, Morty, it looks like someone just got divorced. Line of Spices, always known as Mrs. Dash, just changed its name to Dash. It's just Dash now. I don't know what happened to the mister, but just Dash now.
Mrs. Dash?
Mrs. Dash.
The seasoning?
It's a spice. It's a seasoning.
Oh,
it's good stuff. Yeah,
makes
it's good.
Your omelet taste fantastic.
Yeah, it's real good. It really is. You can still go to Mrs. Dash.com, but she's just Dash now, or it's just Dash now. I don't know.
And you know what? Locally, it used to be Mr. Pool and Mrs. Patio.
Yes, yeah.
And now it's Mrs. Patio. What happened to Mr. Pool?
Maybe they split up.
Maybe.
Maybe they split up, too. So it's just Mr. Pool and Mrs. So it's just Mrs. Patio?
I think,
really?
Yeah, there's one on Flamingo.
There's one over by the Target on Cheyenne, too. I think they're still the same, though.
Can anybody help us out with that?
The same, yeah.
702-739 9636. Yeah. That's what my wife Jody says is.
Well, they're
maybe
not
they
married
got split
anyhow,
up.
Though, because it's Mr. Pool and Mrs. Patio, so they got different last names to begin with.
Oh, someone's cheating.
So, I mean, they were just dating, I guess. Maybe he went over to, you know, Ms. Barbecue. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Wow. Okay. And a sharp increase in marijuana usage among senior citizens. It just keeps going up. But I guess it's helping because the only joints that grandma's complaining about are the ones her friends are bogarting. Quit bogarting in the pot. Bring it over here. For the love of God, I'm not going to get up. Bring it over here.
And roll them tighter.
Damn kids.
They're too loose.
Exactly. Well, what the hell? What are you, 70? You don't know how to roll one of those things? Bring it to Nana. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know.
I don't know why people feel the need to come to us when it comes to relationship advice.
Yeah, because we're the experts.
Got another email. Listen to this and tell us what you think.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Mike and Carla, my husband's college girlfriend is still one of his best friends. He's known her way longer than we've been together. The other day, he left his phone on the counter. I glanced over. I saw that he ended a text message with XOXO and a smiley emoji.
Oh.
Kind of ticked me off, even though there hasn't been anything there for 20 years. I know they're friends. I told my sister. She said it's disrespectful and it's a form of cheating. When I scrolled up, I saw that he ended another text message. Part of the problem is you're looking at his phone too much. Saw that he ended another text message with a little blowing the kiss emoji.
Oh.
So is he cheating? Am I being oversensitive? Can emojis actually be cheating, I guess, is what we're asking.
Is that what it's come to now? Emojis are cheating?
Yeah, I know. Emojis are used in every way, shape, and form.
I mean, they're putting them on license plates. So.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, 702-739-9636.
Yeah.
Text or call KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Is this a form of cheating? She already knows they're just friends, and they've been friends forever.
That's just it. I mean, I think, first of all, again, dude, keep your phone on your person.
Well, that's one. Yeah.
You know.
You got to keep it private.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have girl friends?
So let me ask you this.
Say love you or, I mean, you know.
My friend, Stacy, which Jody knows and has been a good friend for a long, long time.
Right.
So if I text her and say, you know, what's going on, blah, 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 have a great day, love you.
Right.
Or love you, have a great day.
Right.
Is that cheating?
Well, see, No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know what Jody would think, nothing's being...
Or love you, girl.
Yeah, nothing's
talk to you later.
Put where it shouldn't be put. I mean, you know.
Right.
It's a face, for the love of God.
All right.
Now, switch it around. I don't know if that would bother you if Jody had, you know, a guy friend. You know, would that really bother you? She sent an emoji to a guy friend?
Well, just an emoji. No.
I love ya. So what? XO?
If I
can
knew
we
the
not
guy.
Love friends? I love my dear friends, Monica, right. Lynn. I love them to death.
Yeah, but they're other girls.
They are, but I also have guys that I do that with as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I
don't know.
And there can't be a double standard with emojis. Unless, you know, you're all sending eggplants.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so a woman emailed us who said her husband, who's had a friend, a female friend, for a long time. Former girlfriend,
yeah.
In fact.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years.
From college.
Right.
She looks over, sees his phone. Evidently, he added a blowing kiss emoji and...
Yeah.
Love you, girl. Have a good day, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
She didn't think anything of it until she goes to her sister, who says, oh, that's cheating.
Yes.
That's disrespectful. Is it really?
A lot of people on each end of the spectrum here. Leanne said, why the drama? Just tell your husband to reserve the kissy faces for you. Have the fight about going through his phone. Why don't you talk about that and be done with it? They don't even know what they're doing half the time. Most guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, somebody else said, speaking from my experience, and my husband cheated on me, yes, kissy face emojis are a form of cheating.
Oh.
I said, even with someone who's a best friend, well, it's overstepping boundaries of a platonic friendship.
Okay.
Man, I am cheating with a lot of people then. A lot of people.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Now, this is interesting. Now, somebody wrote in and she said, I'm actually a counselor, a psychologist. She said, I believe they call it micro-cheating. And there are a lot of things that go along with this, she said, but generally women are much more upset about emojis,
yeah.
Because they're emotional. Guys, doesn't bother them. They're upset when someone actually does cheat. So, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, when somebody's actually having sex with someone else as opposed to hitting an emoji button. Oh,
I mean, it's not
gosh.
Like the guy is texting this friend, this
right.
female friend, and saying,
right.
hey, want to hook up?
Right, and their friend, she said, I know, they're best friends. Mike said, stop snooping. Ask him what's going on, you know?
See, that would be my twist.
Yeah.
If it came down, I would be, well, first of all.
Oh,
it's
in your book.
It's
yes,
in my book.
I know. Oh, I know.
Why are you looking at my phone? And
yeah.
Clearly, you don't trust me, so maybe we don't have the love that I thought we had in this relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what are you telling me?
Yeah. I think people spend an awful lot of time trying to find something wrong. Yes, exactly. Well, it's disrespectful to me for you to be sending kissy faces to Stacey.
Yes,
it's disrespectful.
How disrespectful is it if I'm here loving you, giving a roof over your head, and we're a partnership, and we're spending every day together?
But
you know what? Like I said, maybe we don't have the relationship I thought we had.
Well, maybe you need to hide your phone then, because you know what? I thought what's mine is yours and what's yours is
that's
mine.
That's a one-sided thing, though.
Like, is it, Morty?
If she finds the phone and sees the text messages, automatically the guy's in trouble.
Oh,
if
yeah.
it's reverse and the guy sees it on her phone, immediately she goes into, why are you looking at my
why
phone?
Why are you looking at my phone? And you're right about that. And also, I don't think anybody in their right mind, I'm saying, if you had something to hide, are you really going to... The impression I got is he sent this and put his phone down.
Yeah. Right.
And there it was. Aren't you going to do a better job of hiding that if you're cheating?
Most guys would say, if I didn't want you to see it, I would have hid it a lot better. So.
Yes.
If there's nothing going on, that's why it's out in the open.
Now, somebody said, if you've slept with someone and then you're doing that, doesn't matter how far down the road, that's cheating.
Oh, okay.
Really?
An email from a woman says her husband might be cheating with his female friend. No, it's a sister. Sister thinks it's cheating.
Yeah, her sister thinks it's cheating. They dated in college for a while. It was 20 years ago, and they've been friends ever since.
So a couple of people have texted in.
Well, I love this. Now, one of our listeners said, again, if they have had sex, then it's disrespectful of her and him. And I said, do you not have friends that you've had sex with? And they said, and I don't know if this is a male or female, they said, only on social media. But not that I would talk to on a daily basis. I would consider that disrespectful to my significant other.
Okay.
So interesting, some of the.
But didn't the email say that this guy dated this old friend?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm sure they had sex
20 years ago.
All right.
So,
it's 20 years ago, but they still had sex.
Well, of course. But I've had sex with people I didn't date. Uh-oh. So what does that mean? I mean, I'm just saying.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's show.
Joe, what do you think?
It's stupid. How long have they been together?
It sounds like they've been together the better part of the last 20 years.
Are you talking about the husband and wife?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been with mine for 25 years, and I have all of his passport. What's to hide? You've been together for that long.
I was saying off the air, my brother has a friend, a female friend. It's his best friend. She even stood up for him at his and my sister-in-law's wedding. And they're all good friends. And my brother chats with her. There's nothing there. I mean, I think it's that question of can guys be friends with a woman, with an ex? Yeah. And that just depends on the person. But yes, guys can be friends with women.
Because you have his passwords for everything. Have you ever been tempted to look to see if he might be cheating?
No, because I'm not worried about it.
I think it's a trust issue. You're right. It's a trust issue.
There's nothing for me to worry about. I know there's nothing for me to worry about. I'm confident in my relationship, and I trust him.
See, as I told Jody, listen, I've made so many mistakes and was that guy, but I told her, you never have to worry about that with me. First of all, I love you that much and respect you that much. But the other thing is, I don't have the energy anymore.
I'm lazy.
I mean, you to cheat anymore with today's technology and everything else, you really got to plot out and plan out. And it's not worth it.
You really do. You're right.
It's like having a puppy or a newborn. It's like, it's not worth it.
It really is.
You've got to nurture an affair and you know what? We're all beyond that.
You have a great day. Thanks so much for the call.
Great call.
Steve, bye-bye.
Not to mention, I'm not a great catch. I think Jody is, I don't know. She took pity on me. And
is that it?
Yes. And I don't even know why she's in love with me, but she's very kind.
Yes, that's it. It was a pity marriage. Yes.
It was her pity marriage.
I doubt that.
Okay.
I doubt that.
Wham! Your next chance to score some money. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Do that after Rockwell.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. First shot of the day. This hour's Wham code word, circus.
Circus. C-I-R-C-U-S. Circus.
That's the word you need to text to 59457. Text circus to 59457 or you enter it online. No problem. 96.3kklz.com. Circus is the word you need to enter by 8:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. It's that simple. Text circus 59457. You've got till 8:15. Good luck.
Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, the Saved by the Bell revival. I'll tell you the drama surrounding that.
All right, more on that and other stories next. If you just missed it, the word is circus. Circus. C-I-R-C-U-S, circus. Text that word to 59457. Enter it through the website, 96.3kklz.com. Put a little Wham in your pocket.
Yes.
Walking around money, $100. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. And the best thing about this whole Wham thing, all local winners.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All local winners.
No kidding, man.
So that is nice. Plenty of sunshine today. Maybe a little breezy today. High in the low 60s today. Tomorrow, 53 outside right now. Let's do it. Another take with some entertainment news. Carla has that.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Netflix is now letting you know what its most popular content is. They have three top 10 lists, one for overall content, one for movies, and one for TV, and they'll be updated every single day. So if you're a Netflix fan, you can kind of see what everybody else is watching on there and give you an idea, maybe something new or maybe something you want to avoid. But yeah, that's kind of cool. Movies, TV, and overall content. Dustin Diamond, that would be Screech. Not happy. He's being left out, as of now anyhow, of the Saved by the Bell revival. And he doesn't think it can really be Saved by the Bell without Screech. I couldn't stand him, but he's probably right about that.
But it's nothing new. I mean, he should have known this when this all came up because they don't associate with him.
Yeah, I know. But
they don't have anything to do with this kid.
If you're going to do it, though, man, Screech.
Why don't they have, who's the other one that, Voorhees?
Oh, Lark Voorhees. Yeah, I know. It doesn't even sound like, I mean, I don't know what they're doing with it. I never liked the show. Sorry, people.
What?
I was watching Beverly Hills 90210 where they had real, real stories over there.
Jesse went through a lot.
Yeah, I know.
During that one episode?
Yeah, that one.
The I'm So Excited episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, didn't. Sorry, Mike, I don't remember them by name, but
they tackled issues other shows were afraid to talk about.
Yeah, I was watching when Kelly was shot in Hawaii.
Oh.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, and Brandon, and that's when she and Brandon fell back in love after that. Okay. So, anyhow, Tyra Banks... listen to this. She has a theme park, Mike. It's called Model Land.
Ooh.
It's opening May 1st. Features a $1,500 package that includes a photo shoot, wardrobe changes, pictures, a goodie bag, and a VIP treatment. This is in Santa Monica. I don't know. I was thinking when I read this, who's going to do this? Well, I'm sure a lot of people will.
I bet.
It's in L.A., so why not? Model Land.
They don't have any rides or...
Not I'm sure they do, Mike.
Roller coasters Tilt-A-Whirl?
I know it. That's what I would think. Can't you have like a scrambler? Something like that, you know? Something
to hang on to.
As of now, there's not much else going on. Oh. So, but, you know, whatever. Work with me. Work with me. Make love to the camera.
Doesn't sound like much of a theme park to me.
Doesn't sound fun to me either. I got to wear makeup? Ah, jeez. And Judas Priest, whoever would have thought this, announced dates for their 50th anniversary tour.
Yeah.
They're coming to Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, Saturday, October 17th. I was only kidding when I said fire that up. Yeah.
Rock and roll, you pukes.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Judas Priest 50th anniversary tour. And still the Stones are going out. They're babies. They're just babies.
That's right. We're going to drink till we stink.
Yes. And by the way, Carrot Top turns 55 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Top prop comedian named after a root vegetable. Mm-hmm. That would be Carrot Top right there.
Who would have thought?
Happy birthday. Get your Judas Priest tickets. And don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st.
We've been celebrating all morning long.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday today.
Yes, I'm keeping the Mardi Gras music going this morning.
A theme,
why
if
not?
You will.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the question, though. Being Fat Tuesday, what would you admit to sitting down, just one sitting, and saying, I can't believe I ate, like the old commercial.
Yeah, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Easily, as a child, I'd come home from school.
Oh, geez.
Jay's potato chips.
Oh,
I could go through a whole bag of Jay's potato chips, have a you know, soda.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and my mom, of course, would, you know, you're going to wreck your supper.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. No, I'll still be hungry. Look at me. Jeez.
I was only like 130 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Even in high school, maybe a buck 40.
I was a chunk ball, and I'd still eat the whole bag of chips.
702-739-9636. Whether it be chips, cookies, whatever the case may be. What about you?
Yeah, it was chips. Chips. I've eaten a whole bag. And I got to be honest, Reese, I don't even keep them in the house. Once in a while, I'll buy a bag, and this was near Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the whole flipping bag of Ruffles. Yeah.
Just
the low
there.
Salt. Just eating them. It was like, I'm just, and you do that thing. It's like, I'm just going to have a couple more. I'm just going to have a couple. It's like the whole bag is gone. There's ruffle dust. It's just
that's when you scrape
disgusting.
The bottom of the bag
yes,
and lick your fingers. Desiree,
horrible.
What about Desiree's on the phone? What about you?
I can't believe I once finished an entire extra large Papa John's pizza by myself.
Oh my!
I was in college and it was finals week. I got it at like 3 p.m. and before I knew it was like 3 a.m. and I had finished the entire thing.
Well,
it was horrible. I was so sick. But I couldn't, I'm so sick but not nauseous. So I just felt gross.
Are you still in college now? But that's like almost a whole day. That's a 12-hour period there. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that there's, that's not a one-sitting thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I went over to Giordano's and meet up with a friend and... he goes, what would you like? I said, give me the small pieces. Not the personal.
Right.
But the small.
Okay.
Super thin. They have thin, super thin. Give me super thin. And we sat for about 2 hours just talking about everything.
Yeah.
And as I'm eating the pizza, I start noticing, I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Normally,
I'll take half of it home or something. And that's why I'll order a certain size.
Right. Well,
but it's like.
You should have gone medium. If you're going to take some.
I took two pieces home. And I told Joey, I said, hey, by the way, brought some pizza back for you if you want any. She looked in the box. She goes, seriously? And one's a corner piece? 702-739-9636 being Fat Tuesday. Admit it.
Yes.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing in one sitting.
Yep.
702-739-9636. We'll put a blue spot over your voice.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we'll pixel
it. You're embarrassed about it. Brianna Pena out in Henderson, Carla. She stuffed $100 in her pocket.
All right.
Some wham walking around money. Also qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to scoop up some cash, about 25 minutes away. We'll have a new code word for you at 9 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that. Right now, it's OMD and If You Leave.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, being Fat Tuesday, we thought we'd just ask the question. Although Fat Tuesday has nothing to do with this. But,
kind of. But yeah.
What's the one thing you would admit to sitting down and just eating one whole bag full or a box of?
Yeah.
Or bowl of, whatever the case may be.
This is funny.
Texting in.
Yeah.
702-739-9636.
Carlos said, I once sat and ate a whole Boston chocolate cream pie. It's my favorite. And as I looked down at the empty tray in front of me, I asked myself, dude, what did you just do?
That's what I did when I told you about the pizza.
Yes.
I'm looking at the pizza thing and I'm eating the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here you go, Mike. This is from another one of our listeners said, I have a friend who worked at Jay's Potato Chips. When I was pregnant, I craved Okie Dokie cheese popcorn. I had a whole box in one sitting.
See, a lot of people are calling going, no, it's Lay's. Yeah, I go, no, in Chicago, it was Jay's.
Yeah, Jay's in the Midwest. They have Jay's.
The blue and white. I think you can buy them out here.
Mm-hmm. You can in a few places, yeah.
I stay away from those places because if I buy a bag, I have to buy two or three.
I know, to replace the one that you finished up.
Yes.
Got another lemon cream cheese pie from Marie Callender's in one sitting. Not meaning to, of course.
Well, of course you don't mean to. That red velvet cake that somebody brought by from Nothing But Cakes.
Yeah.
Brought it by for Wendy.
Yes.
All of a sudden people are going, I'll just have a slice.
Yeah.
Won't hurt.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't like red velvet. So go eat away. Eat away.
Carrie's on the phone. Carrie, finish it.
I can't believe I once ate three whole boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
Normally, I'm distracted by the kids and distracted by the cats and watching Netflix. So, I mean, I'm not paying attention to the fact that I'm opening another package or box.
Oh.
The packages just pile up next to me, and I don't know how.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Three. Now, I can see a box, but that, wow. Yeah.
After you get done with one sleeve of mints,
Well,
I'll just crack open the second.
Yeah, I'm just going to have a couple out of.
Right off the top.
Oh, my God.
The three boxes. Don't notice the boxes are stacking up?
I know. Okay, that would make me, I think, more sick than the whole pizza.
What?
Ooh-wee.
Just a final few texts on that. I can't believe I just sat here and ate blah, blah, blah. All right?
Yeah. This is hilarious, and how very fitting. Fat Tuesday, of course. I don't know if you've ever had one of these, Mike. April said I ate an entire king cake. They have those for Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. It's a cake. And if you get into the middle of it, there's a little baby. There's a little tiny baby, a little porcelain baby. Yeah, it's supposed to represent Jesus, I believe.
Oh,
it is.
I see. Okay.
And she said, I ate an entire king cake. I found the baby.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people whipping through Girl Scout cookies, the Thin Mints.
Well, now's the time, right? Yeah. I mean, now they're selling them. And,
yes.
Okay.
You got to hear this one. Debbie, was it Debbie? Oh, my gosh. Woman, they went to Santa Cruz. She says, Linda says, bought a whole fresh crab, had them clean it the whole bit. I ate the whole thing while my husband drove home.
Oh. While he drove.
In the car. Yep.
I
was ripping apart a crab.
Susie's on the phone. Susie, finish it. I can't believe.
You know those great big bags of M&Ms that you buy at the store? Not the separate little bags, but I was sitting there picking at it, watching movies before I knew it. I ate 2 pounds of chocolate.
Jeez.
And you know what happens with that? It just sits there.
I was sick for 3 days. I'm not kidding you.
You got to follow that with, like, some nuts or something. Kind of help work it out there.
A whole lot of Rolaids.
Oh, girl.
All right, one more call. I can't believe.
I can sit down and eat a whole bag of Oreo cookies. And it's worse now because first they had the original Oreos. Then they came out with the double stuff. Now my wife just brought home a new one. It's called the most stuff. It's like double stuff.
Well, how much stuff is
there? Oh my God,
can there
how much
be?
Do you put in between those two
it
things?
It's like a marshmallow between two cookie wafers.
Oh my Man. God.
All right, honey, you're not helping. You're not helping me.
It's your fault. You went to the store.
Well, that bag I had self control, and she actually ate most of them.
Of course she did. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Between cookies, chips.
Yeah.
And pizza and just about everything else.
It's nothing good.
No.
It's not like I had a whole pound of broccoli or something.
I didn't see any of those people calling in or texting in. I ate a whole bag of corn and green beans. Really? Wow. That's because that's not fun. I mean, what fun is that? Wham! Your next chance to win coming up next.
Any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here you go. This hour's Wham! Code word, Rebels.
R-E-B-E-L-S, Rebels. Rebels.
Yes, you know it. Text Rebels to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 963kklz.com. You've got till 9:15 to do that. Make sure you do it for your chance to win $100 and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, Rebels. Text it to 59457. You've got 15 minutes. Get to it. Good luck.
By the way, the word is Rebels.
Yes.
Still have a couple of minutes to text the word Rebels, R-E-B-E-L-S, 59457, or enter it through the website, 963kklz.com, and have a crack at winning some Wham! Walking around money. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. So make sure you do that. The word Rebels.
Okay.
Real quick, as we were talking about food last hour.
Yes.
This probably won't help those people that were calling in.
No. Yes.
Where did I read this? That Krispy Kreme, they're going to be launching a delivery service nationwide on Feb 29th. Unfortunately, you can only order if you're within 10 miles of Krispy Kreme or a Krispy Kreme store.
Well, that's not a real delivery. They need to go farther than that. Come on.
It's only less than 10 miles. I can go get them myself.
I know.
But then I have to get off the couch.
Yeah, right. I got to put pants on. I know it.
Maybe not really. Maybe I could just do it.
If everybody's wondering why you're hearing this music, yes, I'm going Mardi Gras. I'm going Zydeco. I'm going Dixieland today. It's the one day of the year we get to do it. So let's do it.
Fat Tuesday, baby.
Yeah. I can't wait for Polka Thursday, though. That's going to be fun.
That will be awesome. Weather-wise, today, plenty of sunshine. Today, tomorrow, high in the low 60s both days. About 53 outside right now. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, I only have one story this morning about a guy who's moving out of New York City. He's trying to get someone to, quote, buy his life for $11,000, which includes the lease of his apartment, his furniture, restaurant recommendations, and lunch with friends.
That's kind of cool, actually.
All for $11,000.
That's kind of, is that just a month? I mean, that's New York, so that's got to be, you know, that's got to be like a month's rent. So.
$11,000. Lock, stock, and barrel, you can have my life.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I wonder how long that lasts.
What would your life be worth? On a monthly basis. You do a lot. You have a lot of great friends.
I try to, you know, be sensible. I mean, I could probably give it up for, I'd probably give it up for $2,500, $3,000, maybe around in there, $3,000.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I could go. I mean, this guy's New York, though. I mean, we're in
No, but
$5,000.
You have that celebrity lifestyle.
I want a better life. $5,000. Oh, okay. $20,000.
Have Carla's life.
I live like a Kardashian, people.
You
all
do.
Right, $20,000.
In the Republic.
Mike, then I'll just do one as well. And this is kind of a warning for people. I know the coronavirus is out there. But another genius health tip from the internet. And doctors have stepped in and said, please don't do this. There's a new home remedy for hemorrhoids. I'm not joking. People are saying if you just use a raw slice of potato as a suppository for about 30 seconds, you should be okay. Doctors are warning people, don't do this. There could be negative side effects to just putting food where it doesn't belong, okay? All right, people? So
the fact that they have to warn people means somebody already has done it. So.
If you ate a whole sleeve of Pringles, you know what? That's okay. That's where you put a potato, in your mouth, okay? You don't put it there, all right? It's not going to help your hemorrhoids. Go out and get the Preparation H like other people. No potato in the poot, okay? No potato in the poot.
Is that a new T-shirt have coming out?
That's my new T-shirt. No potato in the poot. Okay. It's Tuesday.
Well, good. You know what? That's a good saying. That's a good warning.
Down. A few things you should know.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a bit of good news. You can't miss with the happiest place on earth.
Right.
Mike, a guy named Mark Gauthier, he lost 150 pounds. By walking around Disneyland. His girlfriend came up with the idea after his doctor told him that his 400-pound weight was going to cost him his life. So he began walking, was doing about 7 miles around the park every day, trying to eat smaller portions of bad food. He likes bad food, but he's kind of...
We all do.
Absolutely, because it tastes the best.
Yeah.
He's cut back. Better diet now. He shed 150 pounds. He's going for more.
Yeah.
But he also got a job at Disneyland. He works at one of the park's hotels and hopes to earn a college degree because Disney, it's called the Aspire program, and they will pay your tuition.
Oh.
You know, if you're going to college and you're working for them at that time, they will take care of it. So, 150 pounds.
Nice.
Walking around Disneyland. We've done it. We're going to be doing it. You're walking at Disneyland, man. You're walking.
So he's walking around. Hey, who's the guy outside the park walking around?
Yeah, really. Listen, if you go back and forth between parks a couple of times, you're getting a good 20,000 steps in.
Yeah, you're losing weight as it is.
You are.
So.
You absolutely are.
But 150 pounds, that's awesome.
Good for him.
That's why we say if you have a feel-good story, even locally, maybe a superhero you know of.
Yes.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963kklz.com. Or better yet, we've done this before. Just call us while we're on the air. We want to hear your version of the story you might have. You could do that at 702-739-9636. 938, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life. ShelterInsurance.com. Recapping the show, Carla, well, we shared some of the moments from the memorial for Kobe, his daughter, and the other people lost in that copter crash.
If you
missed it or any part of it, Carla already posted it on our Facebook page, which you can like and look up with, through our website at 96.3kklz.com. It seemed like being Fat Tuesday, it was all about food.
Yes.
Grab a free stack of shortcakes or a short stack of pancakes.
Yeah, absolutely. At IHOP. Today.
They say if you just make a donation, you can do that today. Krispy Kreme going to be delivering here starting the 29th.
Yes.
If you're within 10 miles of a Krispy Kreme.
He's all excited.
He is all excited.
All excited.
And if you send an emoji of a blowing of a kiss or 0x0x to just a friend who happens to be a female, is that cheating?
No, but okay, all right. Depending on who you are, I suppose it might be.
Some people didn't think it was cheating. Others thought, well, where there's smoke, there might be fire.
Yes.
But
Mike,
we thank
whatever.
You for your input. Whatever. All right. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next code word to put some wham in your pocket. A little walking around money. Do that in about 20 minutes. She'll keep the company throughout the workday. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.